how we tend to confide in a hairdresser or a bartender? As a cashier down to the A&P, folks tend to confide in me too, even if they don't always know they're doing it. 'Cause checking out a person's groceries is more intimate than you imagine. You know who's drinking a little too much, who has a Doritos habit, and who's addicted to the National Enquirer. You see the same folks once a week, minimum, and you can kind of sense whether they're feeling their oats or not. So I'm working register 3 per usual, cashing out Roberta, Bobby, Robbins, making conversations like you do. How's that cute little dog of yours? Blah, blah. And the kids, your youngest getting ready for college? Oh, I can't believe it. Blah, blah. And your wonderful husband, how's Chuck doing? Good, Bobby replies. I guess. That didn't sound good to me. He's traveling so much, what with his job, it's like we're two ships passing in the night. Time passes. I see Bobby and Chuck's youngest is off to college. Bobby's buying fewer groceries, as you can imagine. Then one day, I see Chuck in the store picking up a few things. That kind of brought me up short. He never comes into the A&P. Too busy. He went through the express lane, so I couldn't chat him up. But the next time I see Bobby, I mention it. Chuck was in last week, didn't get a chance to say hi. How's he doing? Bobby looks out at the parking lot. I wouldn't know Ida. She sighs. We separated a few weeks ago. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Bobby. How you holding up, dear? As good as can be expected, I guess. Wasn't any big dramatic thing, Ida. What with the kids and Chuck's job, we kind of just drifted apart, I guess. Hard to know what to say to that. Oh, Bobby, my heart goes out to you. That's all I could come up with. Maybe 6 or 7 months pass. I see Chuck and Bobby down to the A&P shopping separately. Neither of them looking too happy, but Bobby at least seemed to be making an effort. Bobby, don't you look nice? I love that shade of lipstick on you. Thanks, Ida. I got talked into going to one of them speed dating things in Bangor tonight, if you can believe it. Good for you. You'll have to tell me how you make out next time I see you. Geez, I'm wicked nervous, but what do I have to lose? Wish me luck. Nah, you don't need it. You look fabulous. The next time I see her, Bobby's a little less perky. How was the speed dating, I ask. Grueling. The only thing it had going for it was that you don't have to spend a lot of time with each guy. What an odd assortment of geezers, geeks, and God, what was he thinking wearing that tie? Let me tell you, dating is not for the faint of heart. Wasn't a total loss, though. I had a drink with a couple of the other gals after, and we really hit it off, going to a dance together next week. Bobby sighs. I'm beginning to wish I was a lesbian. Listen, Bobby, my niece Caitlin has some lesbian friends, and from what she tells me, that's no picnic either. Grass is always greener. More time passes, and one day, I see Bobby and Chuck in the A&P together, giggling in the wine aisle. Well, knock me over with a feather. I'm too busy to do more than wave as Chuck and Bobby stroll out arm in arm all over Twitter. But the next time Bobby's into the A&P, she comes to my register to cash out, looking happy as pie. Bobby, I says, I don't have to ask how you're doing. I can see it on your face. Yep, Ida, Chuck and me are back together. Well, I saw you two last week, looking like a couple of lovebirds. It's like we're teenagers again, Ida. What happened, if you don't mind my asking? Not at all. Well, we started out talking on the phone, you know, coordinating things for when the kids come home. Then sometimes Chuck would call me and we'd just talk on and on about nothing in particular. We'd meet down to the Busy Bee every now and then for breakfast and, hey, I'm going to Bangor to see a movie, you want to come? Before we knew it, it's like we were dating again. And it was good. Heck, it was great. We started really talking to each other like we hadn't in years. Sometimes he'd sleep over. Ooh, lucky yo. I know. So one thing led to another, and we agreed that at our age, sure, we could potentially meet someone else and still have a good 20, 25 years with them. But that would be a gamble, and we might not find the right person. But if we put some of that same time, energy, and money into our relationship, we might end up with something really wonderful. It was great once, why not again? Plus, you have the kids and all that shared history. Right, the kids are over the moon about it, I'll bet. Chuck's still away a lot on business, but we're working on that. I'm going with him every now and then, and he's trying to hammer out a deal where he can step it down to about half as many trips. The big difference is, when he's home, he's home. He's not in the den catching up on work and doing deals into the night. And we talk and text a lot when he's away. It's not perfect, but it's so much better than it was. Sounds great. Plus, now that the kids are gone, I'm getting more used to having the house to myself. When me and Chuck were separated, I signed up for an art class down to the community center, and I'm still doing that. I realized I used to love painting and doing artsy stuff. I totally lost track of it. Good for you, Bobby. You're an inspiration. Bobby puts a hand on mine. Thanks, Ida, for your support. The whole separation thing was hard, wicked hard, but if that's what it took to get us to where we are now, it was worth every minute of it. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.